This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Cyclone Fani tore through India's eastern coast on Friday, lashing beaches with rain and winds gusting up to 205 kilometers per hour and affecting weather as far away as Mount Everest. Authorities say more than 1 million people have been evacuated. U.S. President Donald Trump and congressional Democrats are digging in their heels over congressional subpoenas in the Russia probe. AP's Jackie Quinn reports the president says he will prevent his advisors from testifying.
President Trump says special counsel Robert Mueller has reviewed all the evidence and has interviewed key aides, and now
it's done.
Speaking on Fox News at Night with Shannon Bream and reporter Catherine Herridge, Trump is suggesting he'll prevent staffers from testifying before Congress, including former White House counsel Don McGahn, who was said to have cooperated with the Mueller probe into possible obstruction of justice.
I've had him testifying already for 30 hours.
Despite an inside letter that suggests the president could assert executive privilege, House Democrats say they'll go to court if need be to force the White House to comply. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is calling for sweeping changes in the way the military handles sexual assaults and harassment. This decision follows a new Pentagon report showing the problem is getting worse. The biennial report surveyed Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine personnel. Based on the survey, there were more than 20,000 instances of sexual assault, a 40% increase over 2016. Unwanted sexual contact ranges from groping to rape. The report says enlisted females between the ages of 17 to 24 years old were at the highest risk of being assaulted. From Washington, this is VOA News. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro remains in power Friday after opposition leader Juan Guaido's failure to inspire mass military defections earlier in the week. There were no immediate reports of violence in the capital on Friday after several days of unrest. Guaido has been recognized by the United States and 50 other countries as the legitimate leader of the South American nation. Facebook is banning dangerous individuals cited for hate speech. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Facebook took a forceful step against hate speech Thursday, banning a number of figures, including Louis Farrakhan, Alex Jones, and Milo Yiannopoulos. In announcing the bans, Facebook said the accounts had violated its policy against dangerous individuals and organizations. The bans apply to Facebook's main service and to Instagram, and also extend to fan pages and other related accounts. Right-wing personalities Paul Neelan, Paul Joseph Watson, and Laura Loomer were also banned, as was the InfoWars site run by Alex Jones. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Vietnamese woman who was tried for the killing of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korea's leader, is heading home. Doan Thi Hoang was all smiles following her release Friday from a Malaysian prison. Hoang pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of causing injury last month and was released early for good behavior. Her co-defendant was released in March after prosecutors unexpectedly withdrew the murder charge against her. Thailand is gearing up for 3 days of elaborate ceremonies beginning Saturday when 66-year-old King Maha Wachiralongkorn will be officially crowned. The coronation is estimated to cost at least $30 million. For many Thais, it will be the first opportunity to experience a coronation. King Wachiralongkorn took the crown after his father's death in 2016, but will now be officially installed. A man was seriously injured when he fell into the crater of a volcano in Hawaii. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The man was at the Kilauea volcano and was at the steaming bluff overlook when he
stepped over the safety railing and slipped literally off the edge into the crater.
Fire Chief Matthias Kusch told KGMB the man fell about 40 to 60 feet.
He remained until National Park Service and Hawaii Fire Department personnel rappelled down.
The chief ranger at Kilauea is reminding visitors never cross safety barriers, especially around dangerous and destabilized cliff edges. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. Senate Thursday failed to override President Trump's veto of a bill demanding the U.S. stop supporting the Saudi coalition fighting in Yemen. The vote fell short of the two-thirds majority needed to pass. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.